Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Did you know there are some prominent theologians who teach that premarital sex is not sinful? Dr. John Dedick, a Roman Catholic priest, set forth his unscriptural ideas in the book Contemporary Sexual Morality. According to Dr. Dedick, Christian churches are tending to take a softer line in the whole area of premarital sex. More and more clergymen feel that religion should be accepting, not judgmental, and that preaching on sin or hell only serves to make people feel guilty, which, of course, no one should ever be made to feel. Page 20. Several comments on this excerpt from Dr. Dedick's book are in order. What so-called clergymen feel about religion has nothing to do with the truth of God's Word. The views of preachers and theologians are not the standards by which human conduct must be judged. The Bible and the Bible alone is our guide in all matters pertaining to life and godliness. 2 Peter 1:3. Failure to preach on sin and on hell disqualifies a man from being a preacher. If we are going to emulate Christ and His apostles, we have no choice about the topics we discuss. And our Lord said more about hell than any other person in the New Testament. Is Dr. Dedick right when he says we should not make people feel guilty? Paul's first letter to the Corinthians made them feel guilty. Their guilt led them to repent of their sins. 2 Corinthians 7, 7-10. If we never feel guilty about our attitudes and behavior, what would motivate us to repent and to seek forgiveness? Dr. Dedick has been listening to too many radical psychologists. Dr. Dedick affirms, the New Testament frequently condemns porneia, fornication, but it is not clear that this word ever designates simple fornication, but that the New Testament ever forbids all sexual relations outside of marriage is not all that clear. Pages 27 and 28. Not clear to whom? Before I comment on this excerpt, I shall read two other brief statements from the book. It is certainly going beyond the text, 1 Corinthians 6, 13-20, to say that Paul is condemning all premarital sexual activity, even, for instance, that between engaged couples. Page 29. It is not all that clear that the Bible ever condemns all premarital sexual activity as sinful, much less premarital petting and sex play. Page 31. I wonder if Dr. Dedick knows the meaning of the word lust. In addition, I wonder if he ever read the following verses. Now concerning the things whereof you wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. 1 Corinthians 7, 1 and 2. Incidentally, the expression, it is good for a man not to touch a woman, has nothing to do with sex within the marriage relationship or outside. Paul is arguing that under some circumstances, it is good for a man not to get married. But even a casual reading of these verses from 1 Corinthians 7 shows that premarital sex is fornication and is forbidden. It is good, Paul says, for a man not to get married. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, that is premarital sex, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Tragically, the kind of teaching Dr. Dedick and other liberal theologians have done has caused untold misery in our nation. Millions of young people's lives have been destroyed because they listened to such teachers and preachers. And sexually transmitted diseases are rampant in our country. But more tragically, the souls of fornicators are in eternal danger. I'm not telling you that sexual immorality is worse than other sins, such as lying, stealing, and getting drunk. But in many cases, the repercussions are more severe and long-lasting. We must remember that all sin will exclude us from the kingdom of God. Thank you, and may God bless you.